This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Thursday, November 12, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. The board of South African power utility Eskom has insisted that CEO Jacob Marocha has resigned despite his denial. This raises more questions about the leadership wrangle at the firm. Marocha, who quit last week, returned to work on Monday after apparently winning out in a power struggle with chairperson Bobby Godsell, who resigned the same day. But spokesperson Andrew Etzinger says that Marocha hasn't been back to his office since Tuesday, adding that the board hasn't changed its stance on the chief executive's resignation. Marocha's tenure has been marked by power shortages, a record loss of 9.7 billion rand in the year to March, and electricity price rises criticized for stoking inflation as South Africa battles recession. Meanwhile, in a separate report, the board of Arms Corps has asked CEO Sipho Tomo to resign, but a standoff is looming as he refuses to go. Board chairperson Popo Molefe told Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Defence that he had asked Tomo last week to quit and gave him 3 days to consider the matter. He said that Arms Corps had come to the conclusion that he was taking all of them down and that the state arms procurement utility's woes would only be resolved if he left. Molefe said that the board had asked him to resign. Tomo should have got back to Molefe on Saturday, but by Monday he hadn't done so. Molefe said that the board would have to look at which options were open to it. Tomo, however, said that he had no plans to quit. Also making headlines, CIC Energy President Greg Kinross says that South African government and not Eskom is the ultimate decision maker with respect to the Mamabula Energy Project in Botswana. The Allendale Bridge in Midrand makes way for a free-flowing interchange. Dealer confidence starts to return to the new vehicle market, and PetroSA delays its gas to liquids refinery startup owing to bad weather. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.